I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's trending here in DFW on 105.3 The Fan? Sean and RJ, Troy Hughes is out this week, so I'm taking over in this slot. And, of course, we'll get you all the information you need to know about July 4th celebrations going on tonight. But first...
And how about Troy, real quick, sending us all these dark beer photos in the 100-degree temps?
Yeah, I got to throw a penalty flag here at Troy. You can't go drink dark beer, stouts. You can't even drink. I don't even
Although
know.
You're criticizing him, I don't want to get in trouble for this because it might be the official beer texture.
No, say what you need to say about
it. It's a fantastic beer.
You can't drink it
in 104-degree weather.
You sounded like you were saying Shiner was a dark beer. And it's a dark beer, but it's not a stout.
Yeah.
But it's a dark beer.
It's a summer beer.
It's a winter beer.
It's a summer beer for me. I drink Shiner in the summer.
A summer beer is Coors and Miller Lite. That's a summer
Corona,
beer.
Corona. Modelo.
Keystone.
Yeah, for a high school student.
Keystone. Bush.
Jerry Jones, you hear that, folks?
Well, not
hear
a high school student. A 21-year-old of legal drinking age.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You go to a pool.
This is going
to
break out into a battle about Shiner.
You go to a pool.
Cold or hot.
Yeah, you go to a pool, and you're not finding anything. You're finding your Coors Light, your Bill Light, your Coronas.
That's because when they buy in bulk, they buy cheaper, man.
No, but I agree with RJ. It's too dark for 100 degrees, in my opinion.
If I'm going to go to dinner.
I think Shiner's fantastic. Yeah. I just think it's a little too heavy.
If I go to a dinner, I might order a Shiner over a Coors Light.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be sitting at a pool, or as Troy was, in a field, I'm not going to drink anything that is not really light yellow.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking anything that's amber colored. Not brown.
You're going to drink Shiner cans at the pool?
100%. Shiner's terrific. But then again, I would drink an amber too. And for you to say, like, I won't drink an amber.
No.
Because, I mean, that's foo-foo stuff.
It's
not
a dark winter beer. It's like 5%.
Yeah.
Is that the alcohol?
Or not
content?
The alcohol.
It doesn't taste like a light beer. It tastes like a beer, but it doesn't like fill you up like the thickness of a stout, like a Temptress or a Guinness.
It doesn't.
Now, Troy is guilty of drinking way too much Temptress. He thinks he's like more of a man because he's drinking this beer that's like 8%, which is great. But the Temptress is a thick, like, milk stout, chocolate stout.
Yeah, but 100 degrees, it's not even Corona. It's Corona Light. It's light beer.
IPA all day. Shiner isn't heavy. Shiner's nothing like having a Sam Adams dark beer or some other type.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink Sam Adams in the summertime.
Okay. Sharif and Skin making a huge mistake trying to drink IPAs for the beer mile. Yeah, I'm not down. I'm not trying to do that.
Are you doing that?
Only Texans drink Shiner in the summer. Y'all can't handle it. Okay, Tef Guy.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone drink, like at a pool, I've never seen anyone drink, for the most part, anything but a light beer at a pool
drink
in the
ones,
summer.
I don't know. They're kind of on Roy's side here. Autoflex Easton Fan Tech saying it's great all year.
Why wouldn't they be?
Roy is more of a beer person.
I'm the beer expert of this show.
Okay.
No question about it. And I'm really looking forward, Sean, to tasting a feisty blonde that will be made by our friends at Hop Fusion.
What a segue.
Where we're going to be doing our next beer crew hang coming on next Saturday, July 14th. Skin Wade, RJ Choppy, myself, KT Fun Tweets, a few more fan personalities are going to be hanging out there. Feisty blonde. The honey vanilla blonde that is 8.2% is what I'm going to get.
Eight?
Eight!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there you go. That's solid.
Yeah, baby. So we're going to be getting into that. What's trending in DFW before we get to the fireworks stuff, though? Like we said, we are going to get to it. We'll make sure we let you know where you can see all the fireworks going on in DFW. But we have to talk about the controversy on the picks yesterday. Mm. It's hashtag woke up.
Neymar cutting inside. Cutting it back. Willian, a touch. His shot.
God, I love the mention of the Chelsea boy, Willian, crossing it over as Neymar pokes one home for his first goal, gets an assist later on in the game to ice the game away. 2-0 win for Brazil over Mexico, but the controversy in this one, fellas, first of all...
Is that FS1, by the way?
I believe that was Fox, actually, regular Fox soccer. Okay. Number one, what is in that spray can that they used on Neymar that allowed him to have a Paul Pierce-like turnaround from being wheeled
ethyl chloride
off to then being back on the pitch? And number two, what do we do about this? What do we do about this
unbelievable fish flopping? Are you embarrassed by the flopping?
Now, yes. And most soccer fans are extremely embarrassed by this like egregious amount of flopping. Now, for any sport out there, to play high horse as if their favorite sport doesn't do any of it. The only ones in professional that can really say that are hockey, because I've seen basketball players flop either trying to take a charge or just flopping in general. Chris Paul does it all the time.
Well, here's the difference.
I've seen football players do it. I've seen guys pretend to get stepped on. It does happen.
Dawson was fighting about this with Jeff, and Dawson's right, only from what? Well, they're both right. It's the worst in soccer because I feel like the replay aspect makes you look worse if you did it to that degree in basketball. Like the writhing, no one writhes like these soccer players on the ground,
right?
So
absolutely,
but
fair.
they're not going back to fine you. See, in the NBA now, we can go back and fine you for the fake flop,
right?
So like, selling it more in the moment in soccer is more beneficial for you in the moment with the call, but it makes you look so much worse. Of course, there's flopping in other sports with basketball being number two, but none of it looks as bad or is as bad or prolonged as soccer, in my opinion, because of the replay and judging in the moment.
Well, and also the implication of what you get from, like, there's like points are at such a premium.
Yeah.
Goals or
a potential flop in the box can change a game.
Yes.
No question about it. I will say, look, there is a solution to this, but soccer folks need to not be so stiff about wanting to create a solution. We did it with replay, this VAR system that has basically been 100% correct so far, this replay system that a lot of people thought was going to slow the game down. It really hasn't, and it's gotten all these plays correct. But the other thing that they can do, add another card, okay? Add a card that can only be applied when a player flops. So in the event a player is fouled, okay, and still earns the kick, if the referee judges his actions or his like antics to be far too over the top for what the foul called for, then he can be given, say, a blue card.
So they can go back. Do they go back now and judge the flop and the penalty?
In the English Premier League, they will go back and they will fine guys and give them warnings after the fact. But in the moment, they're not going back in any way. I would just like to think that maybe they could do, you know, that whatever color card they would use would amount to half of a yellow card. So if you got one, it would essentially be a warning that, hey, you need to not overreact the next time around, because there are some teams, there are some countries that don't do this. Now, I do want to say Mexican fans probably shouldn't get up on their high horse about how another country likes to flop because it may have generated with Mexican soccer players sooner than any other sport. But nevertheless, a lot of Latin countries do it. Latin-speaking countries do it that way.
Oh, my.
Shots fired.
But if you
at languages and countries.
If you watch Japan and Belgium yesterday, all right, not only did like zero Japanese players, the Asians, they have too much pride. They have too much pride to go down with ease when it comes to playing soccer.
Mm.
And the Belgians, there was at least two plays where a guy could have gone down in the box yesterday, would have gotten a penalty. Carrasco was actually clipped as he was heading into the box by a Japanese defender. Could have gone down. Instead, he tried to play through it. They wound up not scoring, and it was actually a question on the broadcast as to whether or not he should have flopped to take his penalty kick. So,
Sean, you're aware that the Asian countries do not flop. They are tougher than everyone else.
Man, we just went around the globe. I like it. So Neymar's getting destroyed for this.
Neymar's getting destroyed for this, rightfully so. Again,
he got stepped on.
Mexican fans, he got stepped on. You can be upset about the referee, but maybe be more upset about the fact that you only have one shot on target when they had about 10. Meme Ochoa, like if he wouldn't have done what he did, you'd have lost by 7 in that game. So good for Mexico to beat Germany, although they look terrible this World Cup. And actually, Mexico scored fewer goals this World Cup than they had in any other past 6. But either way, tough for them. Belgium advancing as well over Japan. We got 2 games today. Sweden and Switzerland will kick off in about 30 minutes. And then England and Colombia at 1 o'clock today. What else is trending in DFW? It is hashtag 4th of July preparations. Now, we got to tell you first and foremost, Red, White, and Boom going on at the Bridge, our sister station, K-Love, taking care of that thing. Music, family activities, plenty of great food going on along the Ronald Kirk Bridge, the Felix Lozada Senior Gateway, and the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in downtown Dallas. That event will start around 6 p.m., fireworks coming a little bit later. Advise you to get out to that early if you'd like an early parking spot. Several other places where there will be a fireworks show. Rangers game tonight. Post-game fireworks both tonight and tomorrow night, taking on the Astros. Fair Park, 4th of July at Fair Park tomorrow going on. Those activities starting around 3 p.m. Fort Worth, Panther Island Pavilion tomorrow night. Also doing some fireworks out there. Of course, Frisco at Toyota Stadium, Frisco Freedom Fest tomorrow night. Arlington, downtown Arlington tonight. You can get involved in that and several other places around the Metroplex.
So what are y'all doing for it? You have to do it with kids, right?
Ooh. Not my age, kids.
All right, so he's not going to look up in the sky and be blown away? Or
How old is he? He's 15 months now.
Okay.
So I guess it's getting close to where maybe
capture the attention or not.
It would capture his attention, but is it good for him to stay up that late? And the place we got to go get it, to go watch it, I just can't stand. Uh-oh. Can't stand crowds. Can't stand crowds. I can't stand tons of parking. Drives me crazy.
Okay.
Well, the parking's a problem. That anywhere you go.
Are you going to take a shot at another ethnicity there?
I know,
can't
right?
Can't stand blank. All right. Who else? Where are you going to Fort RJ?
No, we're going to go Roanoke's tonight, so we're going to do that. And you know, I don't know what the neighbors have planned, but honestly, I think we're just going to go and grab some lawn chairs and sit on the driveway because you can see them. They're right there.
Okay.
Should be good.
Last year, we set them off in my backyard. We just made our own show where I went out to, I can't even remember where I told you I went out to the fireworks stand.
You went to, okay, so hang on a second. You said
you know what I'm talking about, Lane?
Yeah, I was here with y'all last year when you did it, I think. We did a whole thing about...
It was like Terrell, wasn't it?
It's not legal to buy them in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Right. Do you remember where... I can't remember where I went.
I want to say it was east of here,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Went and got them up, this huge trailer. Someone will text it in a second.
I literally have a fireworks stand a half mile from my house.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's the dream.
But are they legit?
Oh, yeah. They're the... It's the... It's on,
so on they're one, selling on, them illegally?
No. On 114, out near, on the way between South Lake and the Speedway, all there is on 114 past 377 is fireworks stands. There's about 8 of them on both sides of the road. They're huge. They're not open outside of maybe 2 or 3 weeks before 4th of July. And they're just enormous place. It's enormous.
You get any buyers set off?
No, I never bother with that. I'm not, I don't trust myself.
Yeah, JPP it. Right?
And they're expensive now.
Are they?
Fireworks are pretty expensive. Like, I don't feel like you can get a decent show in your driveway for less than, like, $150.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.